Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing psychic readings for the listening audience. Toll-free numbers, USA and Canada. Get your pen and paper ready. I'll be giving that out in a second. The numbers are also posted all over the BBS Radio website and all over www.michaelgoger.com. You can also listen live at michaelgoger.com. So feel free to go either way. We're on station one. Always remember that. There is three stations here, so the show is always on station one. So when you come to listen, make sure you grab the right station. Okay, toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. I'd like to throw in that the musical piece in the beginning of the show is created and played by Jodex, and you can find out more information about him at michaelgoger.com. We have a caller, so I'm going to go right to the caller. Caller, how you doing?
I'm great, Michael. How are you?
Good. What's your first name?
My name's Andrea.
Andrea? What part of the world are you calling from, Andrea?
Indiana.
Indiana. Okay. I don't know if you're used to me reading or you listened to the show before, but
I have. I've heard you before.
Had
a reading.
Okay, so you're used to me reading, so I'll just jump into your reading then, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, and if you're out there listening, just keep hitting redial and get through and get your reading. All right, Andrea. Andrea from Indiana. Wow, I want to go right to love with you for some reason. Surrounded with, I want to talk about love and relationship and the beginning of. Did you just fall in love, or did something change in the relationship department for you, Andrea?
I'm not in love. There's nobody in my life right now.
What's that?
I have nobody in my life right now.
There's nobody there at all.
No, well, they're former friends, but they're just friends.
Nothing special developing.
No.
I got a feeling something is going to happen. I got a feeling it's right around the corner with you. I want to say almost like within a month.
Okay.
Yeah, so keep your eyes open for somebody flirting with you. At least by May. Well, not really. I want to say a week to a month for some reason. Interesting. I don't want to get sidetracked, but there's also something about work and business, too, here now. Is something changing in the work world with you? Like a new job? Are you looking for a new job?
I'm looking for a job, period.
Okay, because they're screaming at me. Tell her about the job. So that tells me you're looking for a job or needing a new one or wanting to or thinking about it. So, I'm hearing a new job, also within, I want to say within a month. So you got a lot coming up here within a month. Did you just recently lose an old job or leave? Or?
Actually, I haven't been working for quite a while.
Okay. Let's see here. Now, they're not... I wish I could tell you exactly. Have you had any connections at all, like interviews coming up or scheduled or anything like that?
No, not lately, no.
Okay. Look for this within a month, because I feel like I'm either getting hired or working within a month. So
okay.
Keep that
Sounds
in mind.
Great.
Okay. And I feel like the money is going to be good. It's going to be very satisfying, the money and the benefits. I feel like it's a real good job.
Oh,
and basically what you've been looking for. So keep looking, and boy, why are they giving me numbers and math? And do you work with money or numbers or
no?
or sales? Is it management, sales, or
no, not at all.
The business end of things at all, or
no?
Huh. Well, look for this in your pursuit, because I got a feeling you're going to be working with money or sales or this type of a thing. So it could be maybe an interview coming through for you.
Oh, that sounds very good.
Okay. So keep that in mind. A very strong connection to money, sales, outgoing, incoming type of things. So I'm just trying to pinpoint where and commercial matters, commercial and business. So keep keep that realm in your scope there, because that's where the offer may come from and might be the one that they're pointing to.
Okay.
Did you send anything out? Because I got something coming back.
I've sent out several, but it's not of late.
Okay.
I just never got a return.
Okay. This is going to go down within 30 days, so it's either things that you're sending out soon or something you already sent out already, where somebody knows that you're looking and they introduce you to it. So I feel like it's delivered to me, kind of. So within 30 days, anyway.
30 days.
Back to the relationship. I wanted to... How long have you been single?
Over a year.
It's been a while, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm feeling within a week even of meeting somebody, so really keep your eyes open.
A week, you say?
Yeah, within a week, from a week to a month.
Oh, wow.
Somebody is going to be in your realm and possibly flirting with you, where you're going to bump into them, and there's going to be some excitement there.
Okay.
Now, this may be connected to career arena, almost like you get a job and then you meet someone. So that would be a lot happening within a month. But
right.
And it can also go the same way with the job. So from a week to a month, be alert. It's either going to be the job and then a relationship or a deep friendship anyway. Or they're not connected to each other, and right around the same time you start working, you're also introduced to somebody. And it becomes, I don't want to say it's love at first sight, a soulmate, and you get married the next day, but it's a deep friendship, and it's got potential to be somebody in your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This type of a feeling with it. So anyway, I think I'll leave you with that. It looks like you got a busy month coming up, and you got a lot going on, and things look good for you.
You think I'm going to move? Does that mean anywhere in the future?
Any what, Andrea?
Move.
Moves?
Yeah. Whether it's job-related or just moving.
Okay. Hang on. There is, but it's in the early stages. Are you planning anything just yet, or?
I haven't planned exactly. I just want to.
Okay, that's what I'm feeling. It's in, it's there, it's manifesting, and a possibility, but it's very early stages, thought form, planning, getting it together, this type of a thing. Now, I wouldn't look for it. Probably, if anything, towards the end of the year, around October, I would kind of like keep my eyes open around October. Now, would you consider out of state or overseas?
Yes, I would.
Okay, because I got a funny feeling it's going to be that type of a move where it takes you out of state or overseas.
Okay.
Now, I don't know, I don't know what you got going on or how much you travel, but it's a significant move, and it really removes you from where you... It's not like it's in the same neighborhood or down the road. It's really... It's a significant move. And I feel like you got to get your ducks in a row. I feel like if it was to happen now, you wouldn't be ready, and things wouldn't be online. So I wouldn't be in a hurry with it. I feel like there's been some wear and tear, too. Like maybe either you or somebody close to you has been worn down or had health problems. Does that mean anything to you at all? Or?
Well, yeah, people around with health problems, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be blessings going there, too. I'm hearing to say this to you. So anybody, any loved ones or anybody that's close to you hasn't been feeling well or doing too good, there's going to be an improvement there. And for some reason, this has something to do with you being freer to do what you want to do.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so the healthier and stronger they get, the freer you get. So watch these signs and signs like getting a job and people getting stronger and more independent. These are all signs that you're manifesting the move and it's getting closer to becoming a reality.
Oh, thanks, Michael. That's
okay. Okay, Andrea, good luck with everything.
Thanks so much.
Okay, blessings to you. Tell your friends about us.
All right, thanks. Welcome to you.
Thank you. Your inner thoughts. That's what it's all about. You become what you dwell on. And energy follows thought. The minute you have a thought, it becomes a thing. And so beware of your thoughts. Especially when you're daydreaming. Your inner thoughts, you become what you dwell on. Carla, how you doing?
Hi, I'm fine.
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Janine.
Janine.
Yep.
I hope everything is wonderful.
Yeah, pretty much.
I hope you're thriving and working and kids are doing better and you're madly in love.
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far, but it's going okay.
Yeah, good.
My job seems to be, I mean, there's an awful lot to learn, but I think I'm doing all right. I asked my supervisor last week, and she said, well, I'm doing better. So I guess that means I'm making progress. I'm not sure.
I feel wonderful with you. I really do.
Good.
I hear energy crackling around you, and you definitely made a lot of headway.
Oh, cool.
In life, and I'm feeling it being emotionally and financially, and mm-hmm. I mean, even if it's not right in your hand, it's there in front of you and where it wasn't before, so.
Right.
And
my daughter gets out on Tuesday, we hope. She has court that day, let's put it that way.
Okay, she's got court coming up, right?
On Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. We touched on that with the last reading.
Yeah.
So let's just go there and see what I'm feeling with the court thing. I feel that she does well. I really do. I'm getting people, what looks like they just had a weight lifted off their shoulder and also leads to a change. So I'm feeling they cut her some slack. I don't know if it's going to be rehab counseling or probation, bracelet. In a way, to me, it's a second chance. So this is what I'm feeling. That's what we want, right?
Right.
Okay.
That's Tuesday. She also has court again on the 27th for something else.
Wow, same girl?
Pardon?
Same girl.
Same girl, yeah.
The same daughter.
Yes.
I right up until the end of the month, I feel like she's being watched over by the powers that be. I feel like she's going to get through this month and all her stuff by the grace of God, like a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs to realize that's what it is because next time, there won't be any gifts, you know?
Right.
Is what I'm hearing. So
okay.
She's to take advantage and be thankful for what she does get. I mean, even if she does get a little slap on her wrist, I mean, I feel like it could be a lot worse than what they do.
Right.
And she needs to know that. And I do feel her knowing this, and I do feel her realizing this and settling down.
Okay.
And I am getting a change with her with this.
I hope so.
Yeah, and
if she doesn't, I'll kick her butt.
Yeah, how old is she, Janine?
27.
27. See, I'm getting the feeling like she's looking around and like saying, this ain't the way to go.
Right.
You know, I need something different. She's getting tired even emotionally.
She's been telling me that she plans to go to meetings and she plans to get a sponsor. And
exactly. I'm hearing all of that. I really do feel that there's going to be a total flip around, an inner flip around, philosophically, emotionally, mentally, thinking about God, life, settling down, kids, family, home, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's a blessing, thank God. Most people do come around. Most people want a normal life and all the trimmings that go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do find their way. And a handful slip through the cracks. And I think your daughter's going to be one of the ones that had to go through this little journey and then turns around and excels almost. I'm feeling excelling with her choices, education, men, everything really. So
she's anxious to get back to school.
I'm feeling that. I was going to say school, almost like she's teaching or even helping other people that went through what she went through, kind of. So she's going to be a very interesting.
Maybe she'll end up being a drug and alcohol counselor.
Yeah, this type of a thing where she's working with kids and it's part of an education and a new thing that she's into. She's inspired and motivated to do the right thing. And AA would be a great way to start because it's a wonderful program.
Yeah, and I like it real well.
Yeah,
it saved my life.
I can't say enough about AA.
Yeah.
And all its affiliates, NA and all the other groups that are with it. So
I'm debating if I should call her dad and try to talk to him a little bit, but I don't know if that's wise or not.
Well, I feel, you know, what I'm hearing with this one is that I'm going to think about it for a while. That's what they're saying to me.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to need some time to think about it. And you might wind up with a dead end for some reason, so...
Yeah,
or him having difficulties. I whether or not he wants to hear about it, you know. Let me see. Hang on.
He's like an ostrich with his head in the sand.
You know what? I would at least tell him.
Okay.
I would at least let, because I'm hearing awareness to him. He needs to have awareness of. I'm hearing awareness. Give him awareness. So I'm leaning towards it wouldn't hurt to at least tell him maybe what's going on or even ask him for something.
Okay.
But I think you're going to get some of the same old, but be prepared. That's all, you know.
Yeah.
At least you can say you told him what was going on.
Yeah.
And you did the right thing.
Okay.
So, and job-wise, I'm feeling fantastic. I'm not seeing any real issues. I'm hearing financial security. I'm hearing roots growing. I'm hearing expansion. Working hard. I do feel like I'm going to be busy or I'm really going to be into this. So prepare for that. But with it comes rewards, I'm hearing, too. So I'm getting hard work with rewards and expansion. So you're on the right track there.
Cool. And I want to stay at this job, like, until I retire.
I can feel that.
Or longer.
I can feel that. It was really a blessing to you.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and I do feel that you will be.
Great.
That you're pretty much set. Because when they show me roots growing, it's pretty much permanent.
Okay.
So, but remember, I'm just a psychic, and I can always be wrong. And
yeah, I know.
You know, things are subject to change, but from what I'm feeling now and being shown, it's permanent, and it becomes... one of your joys in life.
Do you get anything from my mother or my dad? They're both crossed over. I know you have before, but maybe, I don't know if there's.
Yeah, it's even rarer. I know it has happened in chat and radio, but it's rare in chat and radio. But right now, I'm not really getting anything, and it depends on the reception too, Janae.
Uh-huh.
That's why I don't specialize in mediumship, because if somebody comes, they expect to talk to, say, Uncle Charlie.
Yeah.
You know, and if I can't produce Uncle Charlie, now I'm stuck with I got to lie, cold read, or say, well, you have to reschedule.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I mean, you have given me messages from her before.
Oh, yeah.
I really needed it at the time.
Oh, yeah. I've done lots of mediumship and channeling. But I like to be prepared for it. And if it comes, like if it came through right now, I would go with it full blown. But right now, I'm not really picking up anything on parents. Other than you're on the right track and you're headed in the right direction and things are going great for you.
Cool.
Everything else looks great.
I'm kind of anxious sometimes.
That's your mistake.
About my job and stuff. Yep. I want to know that I'm doing the right thing. I want to learn it all, and I want to learn it all right now, and it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and don't hurt yourself with that.
Okay.
Because you can get overwhelmed, and then you don't do anything right.
Mm-hmm.
So just enjoy it and let it flow. But you're not going to be hurting for the be busy, because I feel like they like you, and it's going to continue and expand.
Okay.
And opportunity and enjoyment. So you're one of these rare situations where you like your job.
Yeah.
Which in itself is a blessing.
Yes, it is.
You know? But blessings to you, Janine. Take care of yourself. Your daughter's going to be fine, I believe.
Okay.
And everything's going to go well with the courts.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. Bless you too, Michael.
Thank you. Take care, Janine. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Okay. All right, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts at BBS Radio, the only radio station on the planet. So how's that? If you're not listening, you're not being informed, and you're not having fun. All the free fun in the world right here, buddy. We got numerologists, we got herbologists, we got astrologers, we got everything. If you're into readings and metaphysics, you can get a reading every day by listening to BBS Radio. And if you're in my local area, I would love to hear from you. Email me, call the show, let me know you're out there. Hi, caller, how you doing?
Hi, Michael, this is Nancy. I'm doing great. How about you?
Nancy, I'm glad to hear you. I'm glad you got through.
Me too.
I look forward to you calling.
Pardon?
I look forward to you calling.
Well, thank you. I very much look forward to calling and hearing from you.
Yeah. I want to make you a co-host. You come on and do a skit with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Liven the show up a little bit. How's it going in Washington?
Well, you know what's going great, and I wanted to call you and let you know that you had told me some possible good news about my husband and his job, and it came through. You were 100% on the nose.
Wow.
So thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. I don't get enough of it. I'm going to whine a little bit. I don't get enough of it. Send those comments in, validations. Let me know.
Yeah,
Nancy,
that's so important.
It is, because I use it like fuel and energy. You know, I can have a bad day, and one validation comes in, and in the validation they say thank you, you helped me, you made a difference, and it changes the whole day.
Well, that's wonderful.
It is. It is. I love doing it. So your husband's doing well on the job, and everything came through.
Yes. So thank you.
I remember the last show was your son and worrying about going to Iraq.
Yeah.
I hope that works out the way I felt it going.
I sure hope so, too. He hasn't called and said anything yet, but I have my faith, and I know everything's going to be just as it's supposed to be.
Good, good.
And I need to get the human problem away from it so I don't worry.
Right, and that's what the problem is. We get in the way of ourselves.
Yeah.
We really do, and I'm just as guilty as the next guy. Just because I do this doesn't mean I'm any special or stronger than anyone else. Actually, I'm a lot weaker. Don't tell anyone.
I think the whole world just heard that, Michael.
But you'll see readers. If you look in the history of psychics, a lot of them suffered, and they really didn't have too great lives.
Well, we definitely don't want you to suffer, so...
No, I'm not suffering. But, you know, some people, I stay away from that guru thing where I know more than anybody or I'm special or talented, and it's just that we're just normal people.
Yeah.
All right, Nancy, you got a question for today, or you? What, I feel like you don't have a question. Do you have a question?
Not that I can think of.
I can almost feel that. I got to give you something.
Well, what do you think? What do you see coming up?
All right. Well, I just for the heck of it, I connected, and it's really, I believe this is hubby. It's all work and business here, and changes in the workplace.
Oh,
so
okay.
So I think I'm being given maybe a little touch-up on your husband and what's going on there. I'm hearing an expansion, and he's going to meet. There's going to be new people in his life or in his realm or connected to this. Did the changes bring anything new to him, like where he works or what he's doing? Or
Not that I can think of, because his job's pretty basic. I mean,
yeah.
He's in security.
Mm.
But, you know,
okay.
there's so much going on at the hospital right now. Who knows
okay.
what can happen?
Okay. I just feel like there's going to be, an addition to what he's doing or a change somehow. But it's beneficial and it's exciting.
Oh, that's good. He needs something exciting for a change.
Yeah, and almost like maybe the new people come in. I'm getting fresh faces and experiences. So maybe there's a shuffle going on there. And he's going to be making some new friends, because I'm hearing friends coming out of the career arena for you. So,
uh-huh.
Let's see what this is. Maybe it's a new friend or somebody under him or over him being replaced or changing, and it helping him somehow.
Oh, okay.
One way or another. And the two of yous are definitely getting closer. The last couple of readings, I feel like there's a celebration in your life right now, isn't there? A birthday anniversary or something special coming up?
No, not really. It's just that I do feel him getting closer as far as accepting my healing modalities and not, you know, thinking I'm crazy because I sometimes hear passed over people and other stuff. So he's not judging me like he was.
Right. I'm feeling that. There's an openness to this. And I feel like he's going to do something special with you. I don't know, something out of the ordinary. I don't know if it's flowers, take you to dinner, or I just feel like he's thinking along these lines.
Oh, okay.
Like he wants to reconnect with you, maybe the way it was, or make something better. Or so enjoy what's going on, because I feel really good about it.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, it feels like. I just feel good about this, like it's going to be better than it's been in a while.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, not that there's anything wrong, but you can always make something better, and I think this is what I'm being shown.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it's like a shift in his thinking about life and the way things are going. And it's bringing him back to you. So, not that he was gone, just that he wants to maybe bring some things back to life or... Just put it this way. You're going to be in love.
That's awesome to hear.
I do. I feel like he's loving you more or thinking about loving you more. It's a good feeling, so enjoy it.
Yeah, he's an awesome man, and he really tries hard. And,
I can feel that. What's going on at work is going to make him happier, too, and make him feel better, so... And it's a good thing for him.
Awesome.
All right, so I'll leave you with that, Nancy.
Okay, thank you, Michael. And God bless you, and have a great day.
God bless, Nancy. It's a pleasure having you call.
Thank you.
Tell your friends about us.
Oh, I have been.
All righty.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, everyone, if you're listening, you're joining, you're in the thoughts here at BBS Radio. I'm Michael Goger, and I am the host doing psychic readings. I love doing it. I do it twice a week. Every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am, caller, how you doing, call? Caller, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'd like to get my reading done.
Okay, what's your first name?
Joshua.
What is it?
Joshua.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Maybe you can back up just a little bit in the phone, or Sasha?
Joshua.
Joshua. Joshua.
Yes.
Okay. How old are you, Joshua?
22.
You're 23?
2.
22. 22.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, you sound so much younger, Joshua. What part of the world are you calling from?
United States.
United States. What part?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Good. You like it there?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you do for a living?
I build stuff.
You build stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you heard me read before?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Well, let's see what we got for you, Joshua. All righty?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, unless you got a question that has been on your mind. You want to ask me a question and save some time, or you want me to just tell you what I'm hearing?
Yeah, some more things have been happening to me, and I'm just wondering, is there a reason?
Okay, what kind of things have been happening?
I've been seeing ghosts, things have been moving, and...
Okay. When did this start, Joshua?
About 2 months ago.
About 2 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time you noticed it?
Yeah.
Interesting. Did anything significant in life happen around you? Did you break up with a girlfriend or lose somebody you love, or...
No.
No? There was no change or anything dramatic that might have shocked you into psychic mode?
Nope. Not that I recall.
Not that you recall? Okay. How do you see the ghosts? Like shadows, or do you see the whole person standing there?
Both.
Can you see their faces?
Yes.
Can you hear them talking to you?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Okay. Are you scared of it?
It depends on how they confront me.
Okay. Well, it's nothing to be scared of. I imagine someone else, or you might have read it somewhere, or somebody else might have told you this, but I wouldn't be frightened of it. And 90% of the time... it's your spiritual abilities kicking in and allowing you to notice this. So what's happening is you're experiencing a psychic phenomena, and it may continue with you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You understand everybody is a psychic? It's just everybody has it to a certain degree?
Yes.
To their own degree of awareness?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this may be what's going on with you. I am feeling that what's happening is I feel like you're maturing, and psychically you're maturing. There's something, it might have been chemical or just your destiny, where this is going to start kicking in and you're going to be experiencing these things. I'm getting a change with you. So between now and, I want to say, geez, the next 2 months, you're probably going to be experiencing even more of this and an increase of it. So
okay.
Try to just feel or listen to what they're trying to communicate to you.
Okay,
that's probably the only advice I can give you, unless you just want to get rid of it and stop it. Is that what you're asking me?
No, it's just I want to know why it's happening.
Okay, and you don't want to stop it?
No.
Okay, so this tells me that it's meant to be, and it's coming out in somebody that is probably going to be using it.
Okay.
So listen to what they say to you, and... What is your favorite subject in life?
Science.
Science? Okay. Now, spirit is probably going to use science to communicate with you.
Okay.
Because it's your biggest reference system. Okay?
Okay.
In other words, they might not just sit right down and say, "Hi, Joshua, how you doing? What's up?" And they may show you a picture of chemicals being mixed together, and that may represent two people coming together, or some type of energy interacting with each other that may pertain to somebody that you may be thinking about or focusing on. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
They're going to show you things that you understand what they mean, and it's going to pertain to something that you might be going through or some problem that a loved one is having.
Okay.
So this is how it starts. You're going to develop a reference system trying to figure out what they're trying to say to you. Okay? That's the most common way that it goes.
Okay.
And you may be very special where they just come and sit with you and have a conversation. And I believe it's too early with you to tell what way that's going to go right now.
Okay.
Okay, so you're basically being trained. Just like being in school, they're teaching you how they're going to communicate with you. Okay, so that's what they want with you.
Okay.
All right, I don't feel like there's anything wrong. I don't feel like anybody did anything. I just feel like it's just a natural maturing process that you're going through.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Did that help you?
Yes.
Okay, buddy, good luck with everything. Tell your friends about us.
Okay.
All right. You're in the thoughts.
BBS,
thank you, Joshua. Take care and good luck with everything.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you're just joining, it's You're in the Thoughts at BBS Radio. I am Michael Goger, and I'm your host twice a week, 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. If you are in my local area, the Capital District, upstate New York, give me a call, send me an email, let me know you're listening to the show. Got any suggestions, comments, how to get it out more in the local area, let me know. I'm all ears. Caller, how you doing?
Beautiful Michael, I'm doing fine.
Christiana.
I've been trying.
and you got through.
I know.
And I knew you would, but I'm tired of saying that. So
And you know what? I knew that you knew.
Yes. You know, I said to myself, I'd seen your chat name. I said, Christiana's going to get through today. But I'm not going to mention that I knew it. Because everybody is saying, oh, this guy is full of it.
Well, I don't say it. And we know that you are on the nose about everything.
I am most of the time. I am, but I don't blow my own horn. You know that.
I know you don't, and so we'll blow it for you because it's so worth it.
There you go. And
true.
And I like hearing it.
And indeed, you know, that's just a good cycle of energy.
It is.
You like hearing it, and it can be expressed, you know, by people that have received the goodness of your gift.
It is. It is. You know, there was a time where if you got a reading, it was almost like mandatory. You'd send an email, thank you, you know, or at least comment on it, you know. But it's changed. It has changed a lot. And I understand. Not everybody has time to sit down and send an email, you know. But balancing the energies is important. And I think that's what you're talking about, Chris. It's like it's a good release of energy in a way to, you know, verbalize and say thank you, or at least put a comment on paper and send it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it keeps the energy, because that's what it feels like to me. It feels like almost like gasoline. I use it to keep going. So there is a strong energy in it. But anyway, let's not get too sidetracked. How you doing?
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I'm making a note to myself here, and I think it makes us more aware. I think we need to be more aware of that. All of us
to balance the energies. Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, it's very important. Actually, it's the most important, but you can't say it because it's tacky, and it's tacky. You know, you don't want to ask for a thank you, or you don't want to ask for a comment, but you hope you get one, because it to me, when it's coming at me, I actually see it as an energy wave. And even though it's just an email, I'm seeing it as a cycle and a completion of the cycle. But anyway, I'm talking like an old man.
You're talking like a sage.
I'm glad you called. How you doing?
I'm doing well, especially now that I'm talking with you. Thank you.
Good. Keeping busy?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Yeah, okay. And let's see what we got for you, Chris.
Thank
it's been
Michael.
A while. And
thank you.
Let's see what we got for you, what I'm hearing from Spirit. And I'd like to mention while I'm just connecting to Chris that I have a Spirit Whisper Board. And I know money is tight with the economy the way it is, and I feel bad with the big prices it takes to do a private reading now. So I came up with a way where you can get one question answered for $5. You just go to the message board, send me $5, leave the question on the board, and I leave your spirit answer for you. So I believe it's a nice little feature, and I think it's cute, and it's well done, and it's a lot easier coming up with $5 if you're in a hurry and you got one question. So, and then I have email readings. I'm doing a Valentine's Day special, $5 off my email readings. And I'm offering regular email readings. So all that's at www.michaelgoger.com. So I just wanted to mention that. And Chris, thank you for letting me plug myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. Because the phone rings nonstop, and I do like to get some things out there and talk about some things, so I got to do it in between the calls. Chris, I'm being pulled to my past with you.
Okay.
Family and friends and memories and experiences. It's in dreams emotionally and spiritually, and you're going to see much more of it as this unfolds. Especially with this month for some reason. I don't know if it's birthdays and anniversaries or memories, but I just feel like I'm being flooded and being pulled to the past and thinking about it. And there is a hint of somebody from the past coming into your arena. I don't know if it's a family member or friend, but you haven't seen him in a while. You haven't heard from him in a while. And I feel like they either come in contact or you bump into them or they call you. So keep that in mind. And then I feel like there's a party. I'm hearing a party. Make sure you go to the party. There's some kind of an invite. And it's a gathering of some kind. Now, I want to say it's connected to friend and family, but I would go to any party I get invited to between now and especially the next 30 days. So keep that in mind, Chris. It could come in handy.
Okay.
I'm doing something with a talent or a skill that I might have used at one time or learned before, or I want to change it and tweak it up a little bit and bring it back to life. So not quite sure what this is, but I got a feeling you're going to be using your education and your know-how to continue and complete something that's coming up for you. Now, I don't know if it's typing or spelling, English or business, but your skills and your education and know-how are going to get you through this project or venture, and it's going to lead to, I believe, an increase in finances, because I see they're showing me money, and it just keeps increasing. That's how they tell me if the money's getting better or there's more coming, because they'll show me a pile of coins, and the spirits will either make it bigger or smaller. And now, isn't that a perfect reference on wondering what way it's going to go?
Yes.
You know? So they're showing me a pile of coins, and it's expanding. So this is telling me that there's something going on, you're working on and connected to, that is going to lead to that pile expanding. And I would feel, now I'm hearing something significant about October, so this is probably going to take the rest of the year to play out, but it's not slow or boring by any means. I feel like it continues to move forward like every week or every day is something new or better, and I'm networking with another female. I feel like she's a businesswoman. Somewhere along the line, another female with ideas or resources is going to want to join forces, help you, or become your friend and advisor. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
And let me see. I know relationship is something that's on your mind. And let me see. You know, when I was training to be a reader, a teacher once said to me, Michael, 90% of the women will want to know about love. And I said, really? I said, okay, I'll remember that. But anyway, it's true. And but then again, who don't? Everybody wants to know where their relationship and love is going and what's happening. And with you, I feel like, Chris, what I'm getting on this is that it's solid, it's there. There's going to be, with him, something. I don't know if he has an idea lately or he's been talking about different types of plans where you and him could do something together to make money, or he wants to be involved in what you're doing, or he knows of something that can help you and him, and you kind of join forces. So while you're moving forward in the career arena, keep an eye on him and an ear on him, because he might come up. I'm getting a light bulb going off, and it's connected to money. So, and I feel like it's in my relationship, so you might wind up doing something with him, or him adding something to what you're doing or how you're doing it. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right, because I'm getting commercial matters blended into to romance, and it's pretty strong. So keep that in mind. And I got some travel coming up. I feel like I'm going somewhere. It's probably next 30 days, something going on, plans being made. Relationship wise, basically the only thing I'm getting is that it's I'm feeling good with it, really. I feel kind of busy and full with it, sometimes a little overwhelming or aggravating, but I'm getting solid and moving forward, and then it's leading into a change. So, and with you too, lately I've been seeing a move or relocating, so you may see some of that developing or talking about. It's always going to be on the back burner until it becomes a reality for you. But I do feel like it's in your destiny. Where I'm living, my neighbors, my friends have changed. And changed for the better, which is a good thing. And so that's coming down the line somewhere. And the more you think about it and plan it, it'll be more successful and easier for you to pull it off. That's what I'm hearing. Let me see. That's about all I'm getting on you, Chris.
Okay. I really, really thank you. I know I had an appointment on Friday where I worked with someone, and we were putting something out to the public. And I'm sorry.
Is she a female?
There was a female who facilitated it, the platform, but the man that I worked with has been pretty supportive of putting this program together. So I'm, continue to work.
I got something with this, and I'm right on top of it, too. So this is going to not only move forward, but it seems like it mutates, or it's got potential to mutate into different avenues. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, this one likes this one likes that and runs with it, this one wants that and runs with it. So you're really in the midst of the beginning stages of this thing taking shape, is what I'm feeling.
Okay.
And other than being busy and working hard, I'm getting success with this. I'm not getting anything separating or getting shot down or denied, I'm getting forces coming in to help. So you're going to do fine with it, really. And I believe that interview is going to be a special one.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. Everything else looks good.
Do you see me having to stay at my present job, or you know that where I earn my living. Is that going to change within the next couple of months, do you think, or?
What you doing for the
For grocery money and stuff.
The job that's bringing the money in?
Yeah.
I don't see that changing.
Okay, so I that's important for me to know because I need to keep balancing all that out.
Yeah, I don't see that changing.
Okay.
I'm feeling that always being there, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you're ever going to, you're always going to be attached to it one way or another.
Okay, well, that sounds wonderful.
And increasing, too, so.
That's a blessing to hear.
Yeah, really. Thank God, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Michael, you've been such a blessing in my heart, and I really thank you. And I'll bring my share of the balance in by writing my, putting it in writing. So thank you, dear, for making us all aware of the important balance that we play a part in submitting a recognition of what you do for us.
Thank you. That'd be nice. I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It's not mandatory. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no. It comes from the heart.
I've been doing this so long. I'm like an old toad sitting on a rock in the forest. You just walk up and say, what do you see? And then you walk. I love it. I love doing this, Chris. I really do. I love doing this, and I want to do it to the day I die.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing I hope for is AM and FM syndicated, and I'm a happy man.
It'll happen.
You know, if anybody's wondering how can I help this poor old soul, promotional and advertising any kind would be very helpful to me. And there's many ways you can do it. You know, be creative. By all means, do it for free. Don't pay for any of it. I've been living on free for 10 years, so it can be done. You know.
Yeah.
All right, Chris. I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna say goodbye and.
Happy early Valentine's Day.
Yes, you too, and I hope you have a wonderful time.
Oh, and you too, dear.
Okay, Chris. Take care. God bless.
God bless, dear.
Alrighty. And, listen, Pal Talk is coming back. It was going to be today. I know I had a room up and running, and it was already canceled, and it was due to confusion and panicky plan maker, me. So it's a lot of work to run a chat room. You got to have at least one or two people in there helping you, and you want it to be done right. So I'm a stickler for things being done right, and I didn't want to go into a radio show in a chat room and not be prepared for it. But we are on top of it. We got our ducks in a row. It will be your inner thoughts. It will be in metaphysical, and the readings will be free. I'm hoping to bring in other names. Allison Bauman said she'd stop in and maybe do a little something with me, and we have Elizabeth Rose. She's going to be co-hosting the first Sunday of every month with me. She's an awesome reader and hypnotist, and she's also going to be working the Pal Talk room with me, too. So we got a lot going on. Don't miss out. My newsletter is up and running, probably the best newsletter on the planet. So go to www.michaelgoga.com and check the newsletter out. We always have it at the website, the updated version. So all you got to do is click on it. Plus, we mail it to the members. So stay in touch. Get in the Yahoo group. Get on MySpace. Get on my mailing list. Get on my friends list, because I'm going to be living in a Pal Talk room and doing this for free. So don't miss out. Tell your friends. Who says nothing's for free anymore? Nonsense. They haven't found BBS Radio yet. Take care, everybody else. See you Thursday. Bless.